I've had a lifelong passion for saving things, and I want to share just a few examples. I talk to many, many men who tell me, boy, I had a great collection of baseball cards, but I don't know where they are. Or I went off to college and mom threw them away. Or she got so tired of picking them up, she said, that's enough of that business, they're gone. Well, let me tell you, that never happened to me. I saved my baseball cards, and when I was young, I used to get an allowance of $1. And when my aunt would go to town to go shopping, I would go to a store that sold baseball cards, and they were a penny apiece. And let me tell you, it's not as goofy as it sounds for a man to have baseball cards, because I had Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, and guess what? I sold it last year for $15,000. So, not as dumb as I look. Again, as a youngster, I would save up my money, and I would send a dollar to Baseball Magazine, which was the greatest magazine ever on baseball in New York. And for a dollar, you could get 6 paper photos of ballplayers. They were just paper. They weren't on photographic paper. And I saved those religiously. When I was the president of West Shore Community College in Michigan, I learned that the whole archives of this magazine were going to be sold by Christie's. You ever hear Christie's auction house, big time, like Sotheby's in New York? 17,000 vintage photos. We were hosting the State Historical Society in our town that weekend, and I was the president of the State Historical Society, so I couldn't go to New York and bid, but they gave me permission to bid on the phone. And that day, I won 300 of those photos. And when they came, I brought along, again, an example. This is the photo I bought when I was a boy. This was one of 6 of my favorite player for 6 photos. And when I opened the package, I got the original that the magazine made the photo of when I was a kid. And I got a whole bunch of these. And I tell you, I was filled with joy because I was so proud when I was a kid that I had this. And now I've got the original photo. That led me to have a passion for collecting photos. And the first game I ever went to when I was 12, my dad bought me the photo of the team. And this is the photo, okay? And I've been pursuing Detroit Tiger vintage photos the rest of my life. And my dear wife is very understanding of me. And I now have more than 23,000 images of the Detroit Tigers, and I have more than the Baseball Hall of Fame. So, Lori, am I selling the idea why I save things? Because I was a product of a broken home, I think I had closer relationships with my aunt and uncle than you might have in a nuclear family. Not every case, but they were more important than my parents. And when I was a college student, I was a letter writer, and I wrote to my aunt, who was my surrogate mother, and another aunt, and I saved all of their letters. My older brother, like myself, was in the military, and we both served in Germany, and he served first in Berlin, and we corresponded, and I saved all of his letters. When my aunts and uncles got older, it was not uncommon for them to say to me, "We know how much family means to you, Bill, and we know you're a saver. Here's this album and these documents. We know that you will be a good custodian, so we want you to preserve them." And I have most of the family archives. So not many years ago, when our children all gathered for Christmas, I got them together in the living room, and I brought out a box of what I had been entrusted with. And I said, "I've got several boxes that represent our family. I want to know which one of the 3 of you is going to be the next generation. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to be a part of the discussion, but I expect to get a call from one of you." And our youngest son, Dan, called me in 2 weeks and said, "Dad, I'm going to accept the baton." Ann and I will celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary in October, and I don't take photographs, But when we travel, and we've been blessed to do a lot of travel in the United States and abroad, I buy picture postcards, and I journal on the back of them. I now have 40 years of postcards with journaling and capturing our experiences, and it's really fun. And I can remember one of the times we were going back to Boston. We love that city, and Anna said, "Boy, we stayed in a great hotel. I wish we could stay there again. Just a minute, I'll tell you which one that is." I love that this is in a library because I love libraries. When I was a graduate student, I would skip meals and save the money to buy a book. I majored in history at Central Michigan University and took a heavy load. But when I wanted a rest, I went back to the library, and I would go into the stacks where the history books were and pull books off the shelf. And so I'm blessed now that I have a wonderful personal library, and I've structured that library so I have stacks. And I continue to go into my stacks and pull books off and appreciate.